You know this, Uncle Tom.
Listen, sucker. I'm blacker than the Ace of Spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting at rallies and browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me. And I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
What up, what up, what up, what up, world? It's your boy, Coolie Main.
We got AK in the building.
We got Monica in the building.
And you got Vanna.
Y'all know what it is. It's grown-ups talk. Plug them headphones in. Put them kids to bed. And let's begin to listen. Today we're going to talk about relationships. Part 2. Cheating. When do you let go? When do you hold on? And is it worth the fight? Y'all know what it is. Let's plug it in. Let's go.
What up, what up, what up, what up?
Yo.
Hello, everyone.
Uh-oh. She got the extra face on today.
I am very extra today. We have a special guest in the building.
Hey.
What up, what up, what up, Vanna?
Introducing herself.
We plan to get turned up.
You got the evil look on your face.
Anytime.
You got the evil twins.
Anytime my other half come in the building and we about to talk about some shit. It's going to get great.
It's about to go down.
Absolutely.
Right. So listen, before we do all that, it's only right, you know what I mean? I give a big shout out to the followers, the supporters, you know what I mean? We thank each and every one of y'all. I take a special y'all to appreciate a special us. Y'all sit down for an hour, hour and a half a day, or every Monday, and y'all listen to us via iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, you know what I mean? We everywhere, in your phone, no matter where you at. We thank you.
And you know my motto, like, share, and follow, so...
Still waiting for that comeback, aren't you?
Yeah, but that shit's so smooth.
It just gets you so every time.
I can't even hit him with one. It's too smooth.
There you go, right over the head. Yeah, yeah. You be like waiting. I'll be waiting for that response. Like, what is it gonna be?
Yeah, I start looking around myself. Like,
is somebody gonna finally pick up?
You see, yo, if you notice, every time he do that shit, it get quiet. Like, damn, he just did that. Oh shit!
Like he hit us with some straight knowledge.
Right, right. Bars. Hey, yo, North Cackalack, South Cackalack, Cali. I mean, the Virgin Islands.
Yes.
Shout out to New York. Shout out to Mass. Shout out to New Haven. I mean, Connecticut.
The whole Connecticut.
Right, there we go.
Yeah, man. Like I said,
Texas.
Texas. Oh yeah, Texas.
Yep. Texas and Florida hit the spot.
My bad. Florida. Shout out to y'all too. But yeah. So like we said in the intro, we're gonna start it off with talking about this cheating shit, man. It's cheating in relationships. I know last episode we touched on some of the like roundabout areas, but now we're gonna dig a little deeper on part 2 of this.
Get the meat of everything.
Yeah, right. It's only right. Yeah. I mean, we got two women, two men. You know what I mean? So now it's not, as we heard, an unfair fight for Monica.
Right.
It's not an unfair fight. We just gonna turn up.
Wait, I just want to say one thing. I just want to give my condolences to all the people who lost their lives from the Miami, the bridge had collapsed.
Oh.
So my condolences to all them people, all the families.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely heartfelt. I mean, condolences out to everybody.
Definitely.
I mean, sorry for your losses if you took any in that. And, I mean, we hope y'all bounce back strong, I mean. But, yeah. So, cheating.
Here we go.
Yeah. I hope y'all ready. Yeah. Let's talk about it, right? Let's talk about it. Let's see what it is. Shout out to my boy about to start his podcast. Let's talk about it. I mean, but yeah, let's get into this cheating, man. Why do women do it? Since y'all women, why do women cheat?
Wait, why it had to be faced on a woman first?
I mean,
women's always first.
I mean, are we taking a challenge here?
No, I know. So.
From a woman's point of view, we're going to get a male point of view.
Vanna, you want to take it or you want me to take it? You want me to take it, Vanna, or you want to take it?
Women cheat?
Yeah.
That's not always lead from the men doing it first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think men do it first, and then we retaliate. And do our dirt. I think that's usually how it happened. I've seen women cheat. But
it sounds like y'all scared.
Right.
Y'all scared.
Peer pressure?
All right, listen.
That's not even it.
I just want to say this. Every woman have a reason for anything that she does.
True indeed.
Okay.
I could go with that. I respect that.
You give a woman everything, you will have a happy home. You have a happy woman.
Not true.
That's true. Well, not in that sense of everything. You got to like really category what's everything.
So drop the knowledge on us. Let's go.
Dang, Javon, you popped it off already.
You can't say nothing heavy like that and then not keep it up.
Okay, I want to say especially if you're laying a D down every day.
All right.
That keeps a woman happy. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two is being loyal, faithful, trusting.
Mm-hmm.
Not being so friendly and open to other women.
Okay.
Help me out. I'm kind of like, you over here sitting here. I'm like waiting for you to
I'm getting you and everything. But no,
I have a point. I just got to sit here and
Go back into it again. Listen, I think that women cheat because they're just unhappy. It is what it is. If you're not taking care of the home, if you guys are not communicating, not going out places, you're not providing her with that security that she needs, of course she's going to go out and she's going to find it somewhere else. She's going to look. Every woman wants an alpha male. Every woman. And if for anyone to say that they don't want an alpha male, they're lying. Or maybe they're just not mature enough to see exactly what they want in life. But every woman, for the most part, want an alpha male. So when you have a man that's lacking on something, it lays on a woman conscious. It's not like they just wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and cheat. It takes time. They have to find somebody. Then that trust have to build up. And then once that woman gains the trust from another dude that's actually showing her the things that the first man is missing, then
it becomes an emotional abuse from the guy that she's with. So the emotional abuse that she gets from the guy, pretty much when another guy comes, that's when she becomes vulnerable. And then she opens herself up to the next guy.
Right. So I think it's really psychological. It's not like we can wake up and just say, hey, you know, we're going to cheat.
I've been waiting for this call. I swear to God, I've been waiting for this call.
I know you turning all red.
First of all, shout out to Donald. You know what I mean? I just had my first shot and that shit just hit me. I'm listening.
But it's the truth.
I'm seeing little arguments I could make.
It's the truth. And unfortunately, a lot of women, I'm not going to say every woman, but a few women are not patient enough to wait for their man to get through whatever issue that they're having. It may be not having a great job.
But what if that issue becomes repetitive? It happens every time. It's like you're patiently waiting for that issue to change.
Well, if you don't speak up, nothing happens if nothing happens.
Yeah, like, but it's like, but the guy sees it, like it's clear right there in the guy's face. It's like right there, the guy sees it. And he sees the woman, getting that reaction off of it. And then she becomes distant. She becomes silent. Then she just don't want to open herself.
Yeah, so there's a whole thing. So right there, the guy should be like, okay.
So listen, all of that right there sound like communication to me, right? So if you know as a female that your man going through something he doing something repetitive that is making you want to fall back from him, why not speak up instead of stepping out? And if it's to the point where it's getting that serious where you want to step out, why not be like, hey, yo, listen, you're going to lose it all if you keep doing what you're doing. Let it be known. And then my question is, What about the female that's getting the D? House taken care of, everything good, and she still just do it.
Then she's just ignorant. She's just stupid.
Cause you got
she's very ungrateful.
There you go.
Cause you got women out here.
I love it. I love you being so blunt. I love it.
You got women out here that get it all. They get the dude laying down the D, and if he too lazy to give the D up that day, he going down. She getting hers off. The bills is paid, food in the crib, kids taken care of. If they got kids together, everything is good. As far as responsibilities taken care of, and she still step out. He could be the alpha male in the crib, and she still step out.
Then that means she wasn't ready. It's simple. She was not ready.
Maybe he just got too comfortable.
What?
Maybe he became too comfortable. He felt like laying the D is the only thing that's going to keep her pretty much satisfied, keep her where she needs to be.
But what if he doing anything else though? He busting his ass at work, coming home, putting his bread into the crib, know what I mean? He giving her the D, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's
what about mental stimulation? What about conversation and just
dating? You can't
courtship.
The one thing about relationships is that when you get into a relationship, you forget how you got that person in the first place. Then you become so comfortable, you forget. You forget all about the dating. I can't say shout out to the
Don Julio.
Yeah, I can't say shout out to that. shout out to the
Shout out Sarat.
But they become so comfortable where it's like when you first meet somebody, you date. You get to know each other. You become like, you know, interested in what the person's doing, the conversation that you guys have, the entertainment. Then what if all that it becomes just the D? But all that other stuff goes out the window, the date and the entertainment.
But that's
the good conversation, the laughs.
That's vice versa too though. Like it's some women that how can I put it? It's some women that get boring as fuck too. Like they think that just because I'm in the crib, just because I'm here and he taking care of me, I don't gotta do shit but toot it up every once in a while. Like
No, you can't do that. You gotta get spicy.
It goes both ways with both the man and the woman. Like you both gotta keep that spark in your relationship.
So it all boils down to what you said, communication. If you communicate both both parties, then you have a successful relationship, I believe.
No, well, I think I kinda go against that because like what if you are communicating?
So
but he's not really like he hears what you're saying, but he's not really intaking everything you're saying. He's just picking bits and pieces from what you're saying and thinking,
I wasn't talking about that guy. I was talking about the guy that
communicated. No, I'm going to get in trouble for this, right?
No, not at all.
But
he's like, I'm not talking about this guy. You got to watch him. Watch him, okay?
I see. like you were saying, if he communicating and he or she is bringing to the forefront what is the issues, like, and if it becomes a point where they not changing, that's when the cheating doors open up. Because I know as a man, like, when I was younger and I was dogging just because this female wouldn't give me what I needed in this situation, and this one would. So I would go over there and get it. Or if it become like, we dealing for like 5-6 months and we always smashing. And I got a healthy, you know what I mean, appetite for it. And I'm always ready for it. And then it just become dull as fuck. But I know shorty, you know what I mean, from East Bumblefuck that I'm talking to is just like, yo, I ain't have it yet and I'm waiting. Like, I mean, that was reason enough. Like, enough temptation was coming through.
I hear what you're saying, but it's not like as if it's like a committed relationship. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that what you're describing sounds like anything of commitment. It's just you going, pleasing your appetite.
But he did
state the fact that he was with the girl for 5 months. And
five
or 6 months was a long time when you first got with your husband.
No, I needed longer than that.
I needed longer than that.
You have a whole trial.
It was long enough for you to say, this is the only person I'm dealing with right now. Like, you feel me? At that point.
But with my situation, if we're going to target it in my situation, he kept me. I'm just saying, in general, like, he kept me interested.
Yeah, but
we was learning different things. It was like an adventure every day. I was waiting for something because I just didn't know what we were getting into. But that kept me interested. Now, that's not to say that 5-6 months down the line. Hell, I'm going to use me as an example because I'm very open about my relationship and everything that's happening. But at one point, we were stagnant. It was like shit got boring. Shit got so dull that I was just like, And I voiced that a couple times on a podcast, but eventually it's all about what you're going to do to rekindle that relationship.
Exactly.
Because you can stay in a relationship with somebody for 10 years. If you're not happy with them, then you're just not happy.
Right.
So then you have to pick. It's not just him or her. You can't just blame. You got to figure out what was it that attracted you from the beginning. And you got to reignite that flame.
I want to say this. For all y'all women who's bored out there, there is a lot of entertainment for your man. Go to VIPs.
Oh my God.
Internet. When y'all having sex, watch porn.
I would just
entertain your man. When you go take a shower, this is one of talks, right? So I'm gonna keep it real. When you go take a shower, go in that shower, wash yourself up good. When you get out that shower, you put on something sexy and make yourself look fly. Go on that couch, get your dildo, go sit on that couch, dildo yourself, and let him watch you while you do it.
Damn!
Entertainment.
Yo.
I'ma get killed.
Yo, you wasn't ready for that, huh?
Yo, your man won't cheat. I guarantee you.
You just gotta keep it interesting.
Or if y'all not on a level with a dildo, when you in there washing up, you know what I mean? You in there washing up now because some men are insecure about their women using toys on them. Like you feel me? Like
on themselves.
Like you feel me? But if it's not to that point where y'all ain't gotta go there yet, know what I mean? When you in there washing up. I mean, you rinsed off, call that nigga in there. Or before you even start washing up, call that nigga in there and wash up together. Like, wash his back, he wash your back. Like, let him wash
exactly.
You up,
exactly. Entertainment. I mean,
yeah. Or you dress up in a ninja suit.
Oh, shit.
And you pop up this out of nowhere.
We ain't talking about personal.
We just throwing up suggestions. We ain't talking about y'all playing Power Rangers in the house and shit. Right. She said, I'm Pink Ranger today.
Actually, shout out to Capone. I actually got that from a comedian. I thought it was hilarious, and I was just waiting to use that, and it just happened to be the correct moment. But yeah, jump up, just pop up with any type of outfit. And then let it have it. But that's the more sexual part of it. I want to talk deeper into like what creates someone to cheat. Because I think it's very big.
We was touching on it. Like just being bored, not communicating.
Just about lust.
Yeah.
Because you could be doing everything in the world. You could be sucking a nigga toes and you still go out and cheat.
You could become used to it. It's pretty much like people just, like, they become used to their relationship, and then it's just like, okay, well, I'm used to seeing your face all the time.
Ugh. Right.
I need something new.
I had this guy say to me one time, new pussy is good pussy.
How is that possible?
He always said that, and I was just like, what?
What?
let me explain that.
His face.
Nah, because all new pussy.
It ain't none.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
What's he saying?
No, they obviously still a hoe that and hoeing out there.
She's not doing anything. She's just sitting around waiting for him to come around and be her prince charmer, her save a hoe.
Whoever that is, I hope they know. Anything that glitter
ain't gold, it sure isn't. Be careful.
I was about to say the same thing,
man. Bogart in the mic, so. So good.
Well, niggas, speak up.
Well, you know, we've been speaking on a woman's side, but what about men? Why do men cheat?
Why do men lose interest?
I'm gonna pull my shot. You go ahead.
Don't think you exempt.
Let me.
I'm not.
Let me speak for what I think is the general reasons why men cheat. Pretty much some of the same reasons the female have, but men tend to, like you said, want new pussy. And that's a
men cheat because they got a dick,
right? A curiosity killed the cat type of thing. Like, know what I mean? So, you win one relationship, you just curious what the next woman is doing, or you getting so much attention and shit because you, when it rains, it pours. So,
but what makes that man interested in the next woman is the question.
Whatever he's not getting at home and whatever she's offering on the other side.
Yeah, but what if the one? Simple? Okay, now let's get this clear. Let's clarify this. Now, what if the woman's giving the man everything that he can possibly desire?
Well, then
cook,
it's,
clean.
Then
booty.
It's simply about lust and curiosity. Then, like, he just simply want to experience the new fuck and see what that's like. If he's getting everything at home, there's no reason for him to go off.
So wait, if that's the case, should a woman forgive him? If even after you just said that, like, is that okay? Is that acceptable?
Well, it all depends on the woman in a relationship. If she decides to forgive him.
Would you forgive yourself for something like that?
If that was me, now you're going to put the shoe on my foot? I'm talking. I'm speaking in general here. You got me sweating. Hold up.
Let it out. Let it go. Right. Just let it go. No peer pressure over here.
Would I forgive myself?
If you heard some response like that, curiosity killed a cat. And it was, well, it's because of lust and okay, what so somebody Jimmy else was doing. Over. Let's see what he has no, I want AK answer. I need to know this. No,
let me explain your question.
But he just, he's like on the spot. He needs to like.
No, we're here.
We're here.
Right, explain your question. Let me see.
Now, you're. Okay. The question I'm asking you, the response you just gave about why men go out and cheat is because they're interested to find out what it is on the other side, or is just pure lust. So I'm saying, would you, the first question I posed was, if you was to tell a woman that, mm-hmm. after she's home and she's doing everything for you, that this is your reason of why you went out to cheat, would you expect her to forgive you?
Well, if it's the honest truth,
if it's the honest truth,
and he's absolutely being genuine with you, the reason why he cheated, and it's the sole reason why he cheated, you asking me if I was a woman, would I forgive him?
Yeah. Would you forgive a woman if she was to do that to you? The same exact excuse you just gave to the woman.
Would you forgive that woman?
The same shit? Because remind you just said, right, as long as they honest.
Right. Now, okay. I'm going to explain it to you. If she told me the truth, like, and it all depends on the relationship. If I still want to be with her, it's up to me then if I want to work it out. Same thing on the female. It's up to the female if she want to work it out. So if I do want to stay, and if I can get past what she told me and forgive her, I will respect the fact that she was honest. That's what will make me forgive her, the honesty part.
I have to say, with my experience of cheating, you can sit there and possibly be so accepting as far as saying, okay, I forgive you. But then your acceptance become...
resentment?
No. The person, for instance, like the person who's cheating, they see that you accept their apology. They see that you're forgiven. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes where they're taking advantage of it. And then they just start doing it over mm-hmm. and over. And it's like, okay, should I forgive you again? Should I forgive you? Can you forgive me, please? Can you forgive me? Oh, it's just because of my lust. What makes a man lust? If you have a woman at home, for all the viewers out there, I'm quite sure you want me to ask this question. If you have a woman at home who has nice physique, beautiful, provides everything for you, what makes a man lust for another woman when your woman at home has the same thing as that woman that you're lusting for?
Comfortability. If you're too stable, too comfortable, just like, it's the same perspective.
You
guys
just like to get into shit.
No, it's the same perspective.
That's what it looks like, right?
You guys actually said women do the same thing.
Right.
So I mean,
all he's about to say is, it's the same shit with y'all. First of all, it's two different type of cheaters, right? There's the lying cheater and there's the honest cheater, right? The lying cheater is going to make sure nothing ever comes back. And if it do, he's going to deny, right?
Right.
And that's women like that too. And then there's the honest one, right? The honest one will be like, hey, yo, listen, it happened. You know what I mean? This is why it happened. I'm a dog or, you know what I mean? On either side, I'm a dog, you know what I mean? I have bad habits. I can't help it sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? It's going to happen.
Right, but is it acceptable?
That's all on the person that they with.
Right.
Like, if you know the person that you got with was a dog before you met them, and you got with them, and you know their history, and you know they was a dog, and then they do some dog shit to you, like... you gotta already know that. Like, if that person was honest, because I know some niggas that tell girls straight up, hey, yo, listen, I'm a dog. I'm a dog the shit out you. If you decide to stay, that's on you. Like, you know what I mean? I'm gonna do some dog shit because I got a dick. Like, I'm going to do some dog
so,
shit.
I just want to say this. Okay, so for the guys who sit there and say, okay, well, you know what? I go out and do this, but I don't mean no harm. I don't mean to hurt you. This is just something I'm going through at this moment. This is who I am. So please just forgive me. But then when a woman starts doing this, like, oh,
don't touch me. Don't touch me in a 20-foot pole in a river.
And it's like, they can't do it. It's like, okay, so women become, when they do it, it's like they get judged to be a hoes, whores, sluts, whatever the case is. But it's okay for a guy to do it.
It's
double standard.
Thank you.
It's not even a double standard. It's just that I feel that we hold women to, like, we hold y'all to a certain standard because we see y'all as precious.
It's the same thing as we do as men. We hold y'all to be our kings, our protectors.
But the problem is, we don't hear enough women saying that. You get what I'm saying? Enough women don't treated that way. They accept, some women accepting the fact that a man is going to be a man. That's the same. We all heard that. All of us in the same age group, we all heard that growing up. A man is going to be a man no matter what. Like, it's up to you to stay or go. Deal with it or not. A man is going to be a man. You don't hear that a woman is going to be a woman. You don't hear that too often. I know it's some men that was raised by women that was taught all the ins and outs of how to deal with a woman and what signs are showing they doing some dirty shit or what to look for and all that. But it's not too often that you're told women are just as much as dogs as men. Like, you know what I mean? Y'all better cheaters.
If not better, right?
Yeah, y'all better cheaters than we are. It's just,
no, it's
just,
not that we're better cheaters. No, we just don't hide nothing.
No,
we
no.
just don't care.
No.
When we're at our rock bottom in a relationship,
don't care.
No, I think it's because we're taking this conversation as you and I,
yeah.
possibly.
Yes. So
but
we're
maybe
for
there
all
are,
the ones
maybe
out
women
there.
Are.
It's in general. It's in general.
Even both of y'all sitting right here, y'all gonna cheat and go home and just wear that shit like y'all, like it's your tee on, right, or your coat, and you about to set that shit up on the hanger. There's no way y'all don't care that much. Like, y'all gonna go out, cheat right now, come home and hang that shit up on your hanger for everybody to see. You're not gonna do that.
Right.
So wait, pause.
I have in my situation, when I have done my little thing, I have went to the person who I wait and told them, listen, I did this. It's either you're gonna forgive me or we can just go our separate ways.
That's real. Was that your conscience speaking or your guilty conscience?
No, it wasn't guilt or conscience. It was just being upfront, just being real. No secrets, no hidden secrets.
How long after it though?
Like maybe a week, not too long.
See, like, I don't know.
I was about to say, because I've had situations, not with my husband. I'm going to point that out.
Yeah, let's clarify this.
Please. Not with my husband.
We don't want to go home and see our bags at the door.
Hell yeah, that would be awful. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to explain that? I know. No.
Like, what?
I was playing bait. Let me rub it back.
I know, right? Come here, give me the keys. Let me see.
Let me give them keys. No, I'm talking about in past relationships. We are Sinos. This is a horrible idea, putting me and her together. This is horrible.
It's actually not.
Past experience with me, just with me, just in general, I've known. You just cracking up, honey. I know with myself, like, I was dealing with a dude. And I thought he was tough. He was just hot shit. I literally was like, I dig this dude for the fullest. But, and I wasn't even sure if he cheated on me or not. But I know when I cheated on him, I came to him and it didn't take a week. It actually took about all the way back to his house. And I just broke down and started crying. And I came out. I was like, yo, just so you know, I did X, Y, and Z. I met up with the individual. It wasn't like I was forced to do anything. I totally consented to it. It's up to you and what you want to do. And he was like,
no, hell no.
No, hell you no. didn't hear what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
You was going to hear what I was going to say. He closed my Wachovia account and took everything away from me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he took everything away. Even down to the
car.
That's
when you should have just kept your mouth shut.
I don't
know what you were doing.
I was about to say, he took it all.
Look,
all of it.
That's what you should have kept. She's sneaky.
I didn't think there was
going to
catch on to that.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Night, oh, he got but no, for real, he took away everything.
Okay.
Like, literally. I was calling. I was like, yo, I'm just playing because I wanted the money back, nah. Everything back. He was like, nah, nigga, you came up clean.
Sis,
like, nah, yo.
I
and I was like, wait a minute. Yeah,
you should have went to some deep thought about that first.
I was so guilty, and I did it out of guilty conscience.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like, because I would, if it was serious, I wouldn't have broke down and cried like that. But I really broke down and was like, oh, oh my God, I felt like Usher. I thought I was giving my confession.
The fact that you broke down and started crying, you ain't just start crying and then just look him in the face like, yo, listen, I did this, 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 and that.
Hell no.
It was all consent.
It was a whole CD. It was whole Usher
now,
CD.
And on her behalf,
everything
that was guilt.
I did, I know. I'm sorry.
That was guilt.
That was so guilt. But you asked if I have a woman ever came out and said something. Yes, I've had that situation where I had to come out and say something.
I'm saying because y'all said... No, never mind. I'm not going to. They're going
to
hear.
That's going to get to another
day. Listen,
it's not all about the money at the end of the day. It's about how a man treats you.
Yeah, but.
Value life,
it's
not
also,
money.
It's also about y'all females, too, because y'all females, y'all, y'all see a man, so you say you see men like kings. They're supposed to be the protectors. They're supposed to be the strong ones. I mean, they're supposed to hold the family down, be the protectors and providers, right?
Yep.
That's what we always told. You're supposed to protect and provide for your family, right?
Yep.
But when your man is going through something, like, it could be something family-oriented. It could be something at work that's stressing them. Some of y'all don't give a fuck. Like, don't even bother to ask them what's wrong. Don't even bother to ask them, like, are you okay? Do you need to talk? How was your day? Like, stuff like that is simple reasons why niggas step out. Like, niggas get some, it start off with simple conversation sometime with another female, just getting attention, and then boom.
And I think that's situational though, because
but
men's,
we're talking about the reasons. This
right,
is
this
the
is the reasons, but I want to just point out too that, that's very situational, because I had an individual, he was having a horrible month, and I kept asking, what's wrong, what can I do to make you happy? And the more I asked the question, the more he got upset.
Yeah, but you gotta listen to him though. If he's telling you,
he didn't tell me anything, he was just very upset.
But if he was saying, yo, I'm good,
that's
good,
what he was telling me, then, he's good, and I know something was wrong.
But if you nagging him about it, because sometimes you're going through shit so severe that if you keep hearing people say what's wrong, that shit could drive you crazy. So you could be like, yo, listen, I'm good. Give me the
take
second.
Notes.
Give me the second to wind down.
I have my pen
and
pencil
and
right
get,
here.
And get comfortable enough to talk to you about it. Like, just let him, like, just let that person know, like, yo, I'm here for you if you need to talk. Like, just simply doing that sometime is all it is. Like, that's all it is. And if the nigga that mad, shit, if you driving, pull over, get that nigga some head and keep it moving.
There you go.
Listen. When nigga,
she said, "There you go."
Listen. I know what she said.
You'll be surprised how often. You'll be surprised how often a nigga could be upset and you give that nigga some ass, or you know what I mean, get that nigga some head. Everything will just leave that nigga mind. Like, he'll be so
temporarily
fucking relaxed. It don't matter. Sometimes that's all you need is a temporary relief.
Okay, so what about when you're trying to communicate with him to find out what's going on? He's just, like, very non-expressive. Like, he doesn't want to express himself. And he's just like, okay, well, no, there's nothing going on with me. But you can clearly see there's something going on. He'll be like, no, but.
Sometimes we don't know how to express it.
Right. Sometimes.
You can't gather the words.
Mm-hmm. And you got to give it some
so
time.
So you can't get upset with your woman because you don't want to be expressive. Nah. Like, okay, so just because I express myself and you don't want to express yourself, you're upset with me. You're like, okay, well, I become a nag because I'm expressing myself, but you don't express yourself.
Well, shit, I called that. I got called that shit crazy for expressing myself. So.
You asked him what's wrong, and he said nothing is wrong, but you can see something is wrong, right?
Right.
So what do? You ask him again, or you let him be?
I mean, I ask him again.
You nagging?
No. See, it depends on how many times I've done ask him that question over and over. If I asked him 4 or 5 times, okay, now you're becoming aggravating. I'll just ask him a second time, listen, are you sure? Do you want to talk? If not, okay, I'll give you a space. Do you want to do something else? Anything else we can do? Something else.
Well, I'm just there where I'm like, I don't give a fuck about your feelings. You're just going to get over it. You going to work through your feelings.
I think that's what you're saying.
Yo!
That shit right there.
That's what Cooley was talking about.
I just don't care. Sort that shit out yourself. And when you get back right, talk to me. We could talk it out together. But until then,
you could always just light up a blunt and just hand it to him. Like, here, take care of this. Word. Come back to me when you see me.
Babe, you need a bottle or something? You need to smoke something?
Yo, work that shit out alone. You'll be all right.
Listen, y'all gotta understand, you know, a thug has feelings too. You know what I mean? You can't just put my man out there like that by himself and he won't do it to you.
Well, after asking so many times, like, shit, fuck it.
Sometimes,
you already got it.
Sometimes you need to be to yourself. You know, you need to be to yourself.
Yeah, sort that shit out by yourself.
Yeah, then, listen, sometimes it's not even that. Like, me personally, I'm a thinker. Like, I mean, I like to think shit through. Sometimes I overthink, but at least I know, like, if I say, yo, I'm good, give me that little space. Like, still be around. Like, don't alienate me. Like, I mean, give me
a
little bit of space.
I'm a straight alien. I'm put you in the closet.
Yeah, because you an asshole. But give the little space to for the man to wind down or just be there like, hey, yo, like, I'm here.
Right. That's it. Sometimes that's all it takes.
That's all it be taking sometimes.
Don't go nowhere. Just be next to him.
And some dudes, like...
To cuddle and hold him.
You know, it doesn't have to be that.
It's like, just, I'm here for you, like, now I mean...
Some dudes are straight assholes, though. Like Monica.
Can we just honestly say that guys are never satisfied? Like, honestly.
I agree with that. I'll drink to that shit.
It don't matter what you do.
You're drinking by yourself.
Right. Listen.
You can't. You just got to know how to satisfy your partner.
That's like, it.
That all comes with the communication.
Like. So what if you are doing all these things that you can do as far as satisfying your partner, but they still... seem like resistant.
It's time to
move on.
Right. See, you gotta. I think then it's time for you guys to communicate to see the pros and cons in your relationship. You got to see what's working and do this together. Don't do it separately. See what's working for you guys and see what's not working for you guys. And sometimes you may be able to come to a conclusion where y'all can move on separately. I mean, do your own thing, or y'all might want to rekindle the fire or the flame. So I think it's just communication.
Wait, why do I feel like I'm in therapy right now?
Yo, there's going to be a lot of people listening to this.
Like, feeling the same
like they laying on the crotch across the couch with the pillow tucked to the chest. Like, we in therapy.
We in therapy right now.
But that's the whole reason why we have these conversations. This is, like, one of the key... one of the key episodes to show what Grown Ups Talk is here for. Like, it's for these type of conversations. Like, period. Like, what you was just saying, like, that's the time to sit down and have that conversation. So, when somebody is repetitively doing the same thing, when is it time to let go? Or when is it time to keep fighting? Like, that's a question that I genuinely want to know. Like,
okay.
When do you guys see as... it being, yo, that's it.
Okay, let me get this.
I know some females that hold on, like, really tight, and they only holding on because they know the D is good, and, I mean, he ain't shit, but the D is everything they need, and they holding on because they scared they're going to go out there and not get the equivalent of the D they getting. Simply the only reason why they holding on.
That would be the best reason why you need to make
listen,
it work.
Listen. See, we got two different opinions.
I think we need her on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
You stopped me dead in my track. I was about to go in. Then I heard you come out on the sideline and say that shit. I'm going to... Listen,
you
had to stop.
You ain't going to get it from nowhere else out there. Why sit here and leave what you got good at home?
No. There's always going to be a penis better.
God damn. You know... You never know because you can run into every single penis out there.
That's just the risk.
You got the small ones, the medium ones.
Listen, that's just the risk.
You
just have to take.
Them large ones that be sitting there tearing your whole
inside.
But you
can always turn a tiny penis into a good penis.
No.
Like.
Okay.
All I'm saying, listen.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to worry this shit with you.
Because you got your dry ones, your wet ones,
your deep ones, your shallow ones.
It's better for you just stick with the one you got at home.
No, because there's always a penis that's out there that's bigger, and or you could just make
you
it work.
You don't want the big one, though. Everybody,
listen, and that's
all,
what's wrong with the women.
Let's
y'all
just clarify
here,
the big ones,
y'all
okay?
No, y'all sit here and want a big one. Oh, I can't leave because he got a big one.
No, I'm not, because I don't want my insides all tore up
after you
and
get,
stuff.
Listen, after you
she
get your...
I'm good.
After you get all that satisfying D, then you're back to being miserable. Just leave. And to answer your question, when a woman is honestly fed up, they just start to resent you. They start everything about you
just
sucks.
Irritates them.
Just the oh my god, it's just irritating. You could be walking, you could just wake up, and you could just look in his eyes. This stupid motherfucker no more.
Lord, I know I done prayed to you last night.
It could be
so
something like
not
that.
Not wake him up this morning.
Like exactly.
Why
be like
is
that.
He still
like,
up?
Like why the fuck this nigga wake up? Or if his breath stinking, you know he just woke up. You know his breath. Usually, when you're in a relationship, you just ignore that shit. You just like. Yeah,
you try to come in for
tart.
A kiss. Like, listen.
Yeah, you're perfect. And then when you come into the kiss, you kind of peck. But no, when you just ready to let go, then nigga breath could stink. And you be like, motherfucker, your breath stink.
So,
like, you just didn't wake up this morning and decide you selfish, nigga. That's why you ain't shit, nigga.
Hold on. Time out.
So, wait, I'm still answering the question. Right, let me finish. Okay, you gonna hold that talk.
Like, this is gonna keep going on. Somebody needs to stop her now.
No, but right. At the end of the day, like, it's resentment. I'm just saying, just from my past experience, it was resentment. I just could not stand him. And it, like, he could do everything nice.
My question
he could just be like, oh my God, I'm gonna cook for you. I'm gonna do everything. And then I'm just still sitting there like, bitch, I just want you out my life. Just leave.
So once you start resenting a person, right?
Just leave.
There's no coming back, is what y'all saying.
No, there's a comeback.
See, and then that's my next question.
There is a comeback. You can come back. What? Like, you can resent somebody, but then find the reason why you guys fell in love in the first place.
Hmm.
And that could take over your resentment.
Do tell.
And that should be the reason why you should fight, right? So explain why you should fight. Go ahead.
Okay, so why you should fight for the relationship?
Right, so you started resenting and then you realized...
What about all the good things, the reason why you guys got together in the first place? What about all that stuff? All the good things, all the happy moments, all the great times I was able to laugh and have fun, enjoy each other's
they
company.
Do say the good outweigh the bad, always.
If you could sit here and take a notepad and write down all the good things and all the bad things in your relationship...
When that shit come out with all the cons... Then it's time to let go of all that piece of paper up, throw it in the trash, and keep
and
it
burn moving. It.
Burn it.
Yes. Light it up with gasoline.
Burn it.
Burn it in the back of your yard.
So with that being said.
Bonfire.
Where do love stand in that relationship? So if everything that, you know, if you love a person, right, and what he's doing is not intriguing you at all, and you try to communicate, he's not getting the picture. Love doesn't outbalance the fact that, you know what I mean, or maybe, listen, I love this person, maybe I should try to work with this dude and, you know, pick up where he's slacking.
The thing with a woman is, when a woman is in resentment mode, the love does not exist.
You just said there. There's a comeback from that.
I'm getting there. When a woman is in resentment mode, the love does not exist at that moment. But it takes, like, a woman to go out there and have another guy that comes into her life and open up a door for her and do all this stuff. And then she can start looking at him like, listen, and start reminiscing with the things that her and her partner have done, how he used to open the doors for her, how he used to do this for her. And then gradually that love starts to build. And then she realized that's the reason why she was with him in the first place. And then at that point, that's where you start working on your relationship inside.
Okay. So wait, what for her to step outside the relationship to cheat, to realize that she has
It's not cheating. Let's clarify this, ladies. You don't have to cheat.
You can easily work away from a relationship, get into a whole new relationship, and realize that relationship, that partner that you have currently is not going to compare anywhere near.
Hold up. So whatever happened to just taking a week away? And like,
or two,
because y'all making it sound like typical woman shit. Y'all always got a nigga in the cut that been giving you attention.
Let's clarify this. What I'm saying, I'm not saying a woman go out there and step out of her relationship. Okay. I'm saying there, you can be at a workplace and work environment. You have a guy who's just nice. Doesn't mean that she's opening herself up to him or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
No, it's not work boyfriend.
There's always a work boyfriend.
You know what? You know how guys sit there and say, well, I'm not worried about you doing this. I'm not worried about you doing that. I don't got no fears about you doing whatever. But back in your mind and your mental,
they're creating a whole scenario.
So, we're men.
Wait, did I realize he just turned his hat backwards?
Right. He did.
Yo, this shit about to get real.
She ain't even hear the warning.
Right.
Don't even know what shot's about to be fired. Listen, so A, we're men. we know ain't no man trying to be your friend. Ain't no man giving you all that attention if he ain't looking for the potential to slide in there and smash, for one. For two, we always create the scenarios in our head because we don't, it's not that we don't trust y'all as women. We don't trust the niggas that's around you for that same reason. Like, the moment we get into an argument, the moment I get you the wrong food or some shit because you know y'all be hungry.
Always feed your woman.
Right. Yes, the moment we don't get you some food or something because we ain't got it or some shit like that, here come this nigga going and getting you something out the vending machine. Huh, you don't got to be. Like, we know how niggas work because we niggas. Like, we men. Like, we know.
Right, but that's all tricks of the mind for women, I can say. I can have a male at work doing all these lovely things for me. But that doesn't mean I'm interested in you.
So at what point, but what,
we have a situation, niggas. So we have a nigga, we have a breakfast nigga, a nigga that give us lunch.
We have a snack dude.
We have a snack dude. I don't use that come around every time. We have a snack dude.
Both of y'all asses better put out some disclaimers.
I got the liquor.
Scary ass. Look,
shout out to the siren.
But that exactly is what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying for some women, I don't need a disclaimer. I just go and get my food.
But listen, so at what point is that acceptable from your boo to do the same thing?
I'm sure they are. Of course not. I'm sure they are.
We look. You hear this shit, right? You hear this shit.
Are you assuming or you knowing?
I mean, if I'm not buying you lunch, your ass ain't got no money. Where the fuck you getting money from?
But you, your husband a hustler, so he always
finds you. Oh, this ain't got shit to do with me personally.
All right, my bad.
You better go down to the cafeteria.
That has nothing to do with me. Because
y'all about to make him lose it.
Let him get it.
Go ahead, my dude humble.
Listen, so let me ask y'all as women, right? At what point do your curve game become strong? Because as a man, I'm going to speak as for me. I don't give a fuck who walk up to you. If you my woman and a nigga offer you anything, your curve game got to be on A++. Like, you got to be on superstar Hall of Fame level with your shit. Because no nigga, for real, nah. Because that's the level I hold. You know what I mean? I hold my queen to that level. And yes, I did say my queen to that level. Like, I expect you, and the men in my family raised us to hold our women to a certain stature. And if you're not going to be that stature, you're not worth my presence in this relationship, period. Like, if you can't tell a nigga, no, I don't need your attention, my man got me, or I could go without if we ain't got it, period.
What degree do you want the woman to go and completely berserk on the curve game? Like, you want them to curse them out?
Strong enough for a nigga to know she in her relationship for real. Because the slightest, okay, you got to understand, when you give a man the slightest, slightest little light in that dark.
Well, then that ring needs to be put on the finger.
It don't even. But if you can't, that's another thing. Like, if you can't commit to me as boyfriend and girlfriend, why the fuck would I think to put a ring on your finger?
Listen,
that all of a sudden gonna be real.
We're like, all human beings, and everybody, just because a female goes up to you and see you're starving at work, and she says, "Here, you want a bag of chips?"
It's up to that man to say no.
You gonna say no?
So you're gonna starve?
No, I want you to say yes. I want you to say yes.
You single? I was about to say, I'm gonna take that bag of chips.
Yeah.
I was just gonna ask. Are you gonna starve?
You gonna say yes?
It's the last.
Take but them chips better be the only thing that you're getting from her.
Right. Get you a bag of chips and a water.
If I was in a relationship, though.
So you're not gonna get the bag of chips in your relationship, even if it's like a kind gesture. You're not gonna take the bag of chips. I mean, you hungry?
What if she married? Like, what if she's not even interested in that?
See, no, we talk too. Right,
married women cheat too.
Sometimes the most, but listen.
Right,
but what if she's genuinely just looking out for you?
If it's genuinely,
he ain't gonna take those bag of chips. He know
better. I'm gonna take it. If she cool, if it's just strictly that. But we talking about the dude that's. He got you on the radar, so he's gonna go the extra mile. Make sure you got the extra paper clips. Make sure you got your pencil sharpened, and shit like that.
I had one of those type of dudes.
It'd be just like that dude that comes to you and be like, "So,
I had a dude.
You live at home by yourself? Nope, I live with my kids, my fiance, my dog, my cat."
No, it's funny you said
that. I got bills I gotta pay.
Wait, it's funny you said that because I just had something like that happen. I have a dude that's on the other side of the cubicle, and he makes sure he leaves extra banana clips. I love the little banana clips because I can clip my papers with them. So he found out that I like banana clips. Mm-hmm. So he left the thing of banana clips on the desk.
That's it.
And I know where them shits came from. Just, let me show you how strong my curve game is.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Let me show you.
One second. I'm gonna give it right back to you, bro. It sounds like you need to run up at the job. Go ahead.
Shout out to you. I guess you're gonna find out now. But those banana clips was returned right back onto your desk. I mean, I lied. Nobody removed them. I put them shits on your desk. I don't want your banana clips. Why do I want your banana clips when I can go down the hallway and get my own banana clips?
Listen,
my curve game is so strong. I've had guys, like, when me and my husband was on the verge of divorce, they were down. They was ready. They were like, oh, she got to get a divorce. Oh, okay, Monica, you want to go out to, what is this?
They trying to catch you at your vulnerable
state. Yeah, they were trying to get you this and catch me that. And I would say.
That's the perfect shit right there. That friendship right there.
Yeah, baby. Talking about, yeah, we going to go out. We going to hang out. You want to go to the bar after work? And I'm like, what bar you want to go to? And they hit me with that. They want to hit me with that. They hit me with that R bar. And I'm like, nah, I don't drink. You be like, you serious? Nah, see, if my husband was around, I can't drink. And where I used to always say this to dudes when I was on the verge of divorcing. I'm like, you don't want to get involved with me. I said, because my husband is 6'6", 350 pounds, and if he catches in the street, he going to knock for your ass. He going to beat my ass, too. We both going to die.
Don't call that nigga rock for nothing.
Right, like, the nigga rock hit hard. So we ain't going to even do that. So I was just like, no, I'm all right. But my curve game was all immaculate. I've been returning banana clips. I've been returning highlighters. I got pins at one point.
Now, if that nigga was Michael B. Jordan, would you have that same curve game?
Michael J.
Yeah, see?
So if that chick was Nicki Minaj to somebody, would y'all have that?
No, it's not.
I definitely will.
It's not Michael B. Jordan.
He's strong, but if Sonali came... And I'm in a relationship. I'll probably drop the car.
We probably.
I think I was good too. Here's my business card.
Hit him with the sexy voice. Here's my business card. Right. Call me when you get a chance. I'd
like to not. You can call me anytime.
Right. This is where I'm at.
But that's a celebrity status. But if I know you are an average Joe, I'm not giving you any time. Why? First of all,
I wouldn't even give a celebrity any time. Like, you
choose your words wisely.
You just a celebrity.
A celebrity. But I like Michael. Listen, I just like
our crushes though.
That was just crushes. Just happened to be just reality. The reality. What's the chances of me ever meeting Michael B. Jordan?
You never know.
Didn't you say on one of our episodes you ran into him?
In my mind.
I'm just saying.
I also said that in my mind. I have this ultra or this other reality that I live in that I play with the flowers and just throw them up in the air. You know how my life works.
You see how everything just went dead quiet real quick?
Y'all know this about me. This ain't no.
So we talked about holding on, right?
Mm-hmm.
When do y'all as women, or when do women usually say, fuck it, it's time to just let go?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, it's just something you feel. Oh, I don't even have words to describe that. Like, it's just something you feel. Like, it's just, you know what? That's it. Like, you did everything you can do. You fought the good fight, but you're just exhausted. You can't fight anymore. What? And then you just let go. These niggas just cheers?
I would say when it's, like, pretty much time to just say let go, when there's no communication anymore, everything's just dead quiet. Nobody's not trying to work anything out. Then at that point, you're just like, you know, it's just complete over. Come in the house, pass by, no highs, no byes, no kisses, no hugs. That's it.
Yo, fuck, you got a roommate?
I was just saying, you got a roommate.
Girl, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it becomes.
It's a roommate situation, but it gets to that. And then you just get to a point where you're just like, all right, that's it. So you're expressing exactly what's going on. I just know that it's a feeling that I get that's just like, I can't do it anymore. Like, I'm not going to sit here and fight for you. I'm not going to sit here and put my all into you if I know that you're not giving me your all anymore.
Yeah, but that feeling
like
can be...
It's like we lose touch. Our energy is no longer there. Like, I can't walk in a room and
but
smile.
But that energy and that feeling can be just something that's there for that moment. Then it could change to where, okay, now y'all don't depart from each other. Now you're over here missing him. Now you're missing all the good things.
You're just missing the D.
I was just going to say all you need is a nut in those tongues. No, it's not necessary. You missed the conversation. You said a mental nut. But don't we have the fake dildos and all that stuff? They not upgraded our game. We don't have to do all that stuff.
We just said a mental nut.
Right. We don't need the mental.
If you can see Main face right now, it's completely red. Every time you put your dodo again.
Listen.
They're not going to let us live.
You miss the communication. You miss the waking up to each other. The kisses in the mornings, the hugs.
Your morning sex be the best. Just
you miss all that stuff. You know, you miss cooking breakfast, hanging out, watching TV together. You miss all the good stuff.
Just talking about life.
Yes.
You just miss it.
I can say some of the same similarities for men. Like, you know, when a female isn't the same female that you once knew in the beginning, and you missing out. Like you said, no, there's no hi, there's no goodbye, there's no goodnight kisses, no cuddles, there's no Netflix.
Sometimes that shit even be the same. It be the same highs, goodbyes, and all that shit, but it's different energy behind it. Like, you could feel that this shit's not genuine no more.
True.
Like, the same way y'all got, the same way y'all got women's intuition, we got men's intuition too. Like, we
do tell.
I know, right? I'm open. Nine times out of ten, like, when y'all be thinking, oh, this nigga never know I'm doing my thing. Like, why you think niggas be wanting to go through y'all phone? Niggas be feeling that shit. Niggas be knowing. Like, yo.
Can sometimes men's intuition be broken?
Be broken? What you mean? The only way we could break y'all's shit.
I don't think you understand. Do you think sometimes your intuition is broken?
Like, your intuition sometimes could be off.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, because sometimes
you
could
think,
because you could be sitting here thinking that
the woman is being entertained by another man or somebody else.
But she could be just pretty much torn
by what's going on in a relationship. So she's just keeping herself distant from that man. That doesn't mean necessarily she's out there talking to somebody else. She's just torn from what's going on in the relationship.
Or you could just be busy as fuck and you just ain't got no time.
Then you
that becomes a different situation. If I'm in a relationship, I'm never too busy for that.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just throwing it out there. Sometimes they could be just busy. It's that it's not as if they're cheating or anything, but they just have so much to do.
But you gotta make time. You gotta make time.
Yeah,
you gotta make time.
We already discovered half of the episode that I was the asshole.
But you know, I love it because I love it because you just come in with the raw rawness of everything. I'm just like angelic and everything.
No, listen, I try to be.
You know.
Yeah, no, listen. So, you've been raw from the beginning talking about dildos laying on the fucking couch.
Hey,
like,
big up to y'all. Shout out to the Ciroc. Can we get back to the... Okay, sorry.
Before we get on the dildos.
Honestly, men, like, they're just like women.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Our intuitions
could be the same way. Like, we could sit there and be thinking that y'all out there doing something. But y'all could be sitting here feeling like, okay, something's not going... Like, the relationship is not right for y'all. And y'all just wish that things could change.
I just feel like that right there just sound like a real big case of lack of communication. That's all it is.
You could communicate. Like, the thing with relationships with people is that you can communicate, but who's really listening? Who's really taking notes?
So then that calls on a commitment too. Like,
no, that don't. That calls on an individual not listening. Maybe if they open their ears and listen.
He's not committed to listening.
If I'm not listening to you, that means I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about.
So what if it becomes something that you do for your partner? You hear your partner complain about all these things. Y'all retarded.
I mean, listen,
what if it's something like you're telling your partner and he's trying to do it, but then he does it for that moment and it just stops. And it becomes non-consistent. Like, he's not consistent with what he's doing.
Sometimes I feel like, because I can speak from personal experience in this situation. It depends on what the guy is used to. So if you asking for him to do something that's new to him, that's best for you guys, you got to give him opportunity or a chance to, you know, gradually to grow into becoming that person that you want him to become. he gonna try, of course, the first time you speak with him, and if you're adamant about it, and he sees that, he's gonna try right then and there, because the feelings is real, it's pure.
But what about the consistency?
Right, then he's not that guy. You gotta remember that. He's being molded, so he's gonna forget or tend to fall off sometimes, but I mean, you remind him or whatever the case may be. Some guys get it, some guys don't.
Because in those situations, new habits are learned. They're not, like, you can't teach a new habit.
Right.
But do you honestly think that you can mold a guy, like a woman can mold a guy?
If that guy wants to be with you, he's going to do whatever is in his power to be with you. Whether that means change himself emotionally, physically, mentally, he's going to do that.
And it don't even have to be him changing himself. It could be him upgrading himself. Well, Beyonce,
upgrading is changing. So,
all right. I got it. I see where he was going with that.
Because some people have it in them, and the potential is there, but it take the right woman to bring them out of it.
Exactly.
You feel right. me? So that's why I said it's an upgrade and it's not a change, because it's already there. They just got to bring it out, like, you know what I mean, and present it.
So a guy pretty much, he's in a relationship with a woman that is, like, not the one for him to bring it out, but he's just still sticking by her side.
Sometimes.
How does that work?
Just like Nicki Minaj said when she first broke up with Safari. She said when she got with Meek Mill, like, sometimes you could be with somebody forever and then just meet somebody random as fuck and that be the person, like.
Well, we see how that worked out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, all right, but. It could still be that, like, I mean, you could be with somebody that you think is that person, and then you just always going through shit. It's always something, and not catching all the hints that it's
maybe
not,
that's just
it's
not the right
it.
Person
like,
for you.
Comfortable,
right? That's why I asked the question, like, when do you let go? Like you asked earlier, if you talking about them stepping out and they always stepping out because you said they was honest when they came to you, and you was like, all right, I'm gonna accept it this one time. We're gonna live. And go beyond it, but they keep doing it. If you keep accepting it, like, at what point do you let it go? Like, at what point do you just say, yo, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done. I don't deserve this shit. I know my worth, and I'm going to keep it moving.
Honestly, speaking for all the women that carries themselves as queens, don't ever, 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 ever accept a man cheating on you. Because if he loved you from the beginning and he saw you to be his worth, he would have never had stepped out in the beginning, in the first place. So if he does step out, give him the peace sign, close your doors, give his badge at the door, and let him go about his business.
So you think there's no coming back ever?
There's
from cheating?
No coming back. I wouldn't.
You was just the same
honestly,
woman.
But see, listen. I am not contradicting myself.
Yo, they get me on this shit all the time.
You told me.
I want to hear. Okay, what did I say? That goes okay. against what I just mentioned to you, what I just
well,
said.
You didn't specifically mention cheating in that, I mean, demographic, but you did say if you are in a space to where you resenting a person and there's, I mean, usually there's no coming back, that, you know, you can find a space to where you can, I mean, possibly come back or rekindle something.
Well.
So, what you saying... All that is out the window once he cheats, is basically what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
If he doesn't cheat, but he just has like little flaws that he does that's like hanging out with your boys or pretty much like keeping his occupied doing other things and not really paying her no attention, then I would say, don't sit there and say, okay, I'm done. Try to work things out before you say I'm done. But if he does cheat, then hey, you are done.
So
that's it.
So
I can't share my king with somebody else, because if you're my king, you cannot sit here and bow down to your servants. There's no way.
So
all right. So we feel the same as men. Like we don't. I don't know. I've been in a situation where, I mean, shorty stepped out or whatever. I said, all right, cool. I mean, everybody make mistakes and shit, but no matter how much people forgive. You never fucking forget, like, you know what I mean? So
that's true.
This shit is hard.
Exactly.
So my question to you is, if you was the woman that stepped out and your man decided to, like, say you're stepping out made you realize what it was at home, and you wanted to work the shit out, would you work it out?
I would probably. I mean,
or what? Like, would you feel some type of way if he was just like, nah, fuck you, no matter what you try?
I would be understanding, cause I made my bed and now I'm laying in it.
So, it sound good,
right?
No,
I'll drink another shot to that. It so, sound good.
No, it's the truth. Like, honestly, woman, if you make your bed and if your man is accepting of it, then do your best by not doing it again. But if you have that in you where it's like, okay, he's not enough for you, then step out. Completely leave the relationship. Why have to keep carrying? So why have to keep carrying, like, a whole bunch of burden on you with having to be sneaky, coming to the house all types of late nights and everything, sit here and hide, like, hickeys on your neck and all that stuff. Instead of having to go through all that, it's better for you just sit there and step out the relationship. Let that man give the opportunity to meet somebody who is worthy of him.
Yeah, I don't know, yo, because I don't know. That shit is, it's, to me, it's easier said than done, because sometimes, like, I've been in a situation where I stepped out, and I've been in a situation where I've been stepped out on. And when I stepped out, in that instance I stepped out, it made me feel like I knew what I had. Like, you know what I mean? And I learned that, that's why I learned that, yo, they can forgive you, but it's hard as fuck to forget. So
exactly. So why want to sit here and live around with that burden on you?
But sometimes it's worth it.
Because sometimes, like, I could see if that person is showing the same actions that they were showing while doing their dirt. But if they're showing the actual change, like, they're showing, like,
that it was a genuine mistake.
I fucked up. Mm-hmm. I promise you I'm not going to do it no more. Like, this shit will never happen again. Like, I don't know. I think if the relationship was genuinely good before that situation and that was the only time it happened, I think it could be worth a fight.
You, like, believe in second chances.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe in second chances, and maybe I am going to contradict myself with saying this.
Yeah.
But
we always make
I do believe in second chances. Other side.
That's what this combo is for.
Come to the dark side.
I believe everybody should be given a second chance. Okay. When you are given a second chance, take full advantage of that second chance by making your relationship work. If you still hold on to that lust, that desire of somebody else, then that will be your opportunity to step away from your relationship. Don't get that second chance, but still hold on to that desire and that lust for somebody else and stay in that relationship. That's nothing. You're not only torturing yourself because of what you're desiring, but you're also torturing the other person that you're with, because they can see that you still have that ability to want to go out there and lust for somebody else.
Yeah, what I will say on that is, I mean, if you are given a second chance and you feel it coming, like, yo, I'm about to do this shit again, yo, have a real conversation with whoever you with.
Right.
And like, yo, listen, I don't want to hurt you again.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I mean, it is what it is. I'm still very lustful. I got to get this shit out of my system. I want to be with you. I mean, or I just feel like I'm going to keep dogging you, whatever. Like, I just got to go out here and get it done. Like, I gotta get this off of me. Like, because I know some people that from teenagers been in committed relationships, get halfway through the 20s and 30s and just like, yo, fuck it. I never was a kid. I never got to be a hoe. And got their whole phase out in like 20-something, right. 30-something, like, fucked up their whole marriage.
Those but are the ones who still lost.
I know.
Yeah, say, souls are lost.
Yeah.
Listen, I know some people that got their shit off as a teen, you know what I mean? And as soon as they hit 18 or as soon as they hit 21, they wanted to settle down. They was ready to settle the fuck down.
That's so, just like for myself, when I was young, I had my son at a young age, so I was pretty much home being a mom. And then when my son got to a certain age, it was like, okay, now I can go out and enjoy life. it's like, now you're too old. People look at you like, now you're too old. You in the club and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. But I missed all my fun time when I was young because it was taken away from me because I had to raise a child.
Right.
So that's the same thing with a dude. A dude, when you commit yourself, and I would never tell my son to commit yourself in a relationship at a young age because you do not know exactly what you want at that young age.
Right.
You have to grow. Mm-hmm. You have to explore. You have to figure out exactly what you want for yourself. You don't never know exactly everything you want for yourself when you're young.
I don't think you know exactly what you want sometimes when you're an adult either.
So. I mean,
lost souls.
That's the ones who are lost souls. Those are the ones who still trying to be out there and be dogs and figuring out. Yeah, exactly. Dressing with the saggy pants and all that stuff.
Yeah, like you can't be 30 years old.
I believe it's to each his own. Like if that's what he or she decided to do, be honest with.
Just
you
be
know,
honest.
Right.
So as we wrap this up, right, what we're getting out of this so far is communication, honesty, and being respectful to whoever you with is the key to it all.
Yes. Just lay it out there. It doesn't hurt. It's not like that person is going to sit here and beat you with a belt or something or send you out in back in the days.
Another episode.
But my thing is, listen.
That's going to be part three.
Put it down there on the table. Let your partner know exactly what you're feeling. Regardless if it's going to be hurtful to them, however they feel about it, let them know exactly how you feel about what's going on. If you're not getting everything you want from that partner, let them know, listen, I'm not getting this. So it's either you're going to give it to me. If you don't want to give it to me, then I have other options. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be so blunt, but that's just the way it is.
That ain't being blunt. That's
true. I
can agree.
That's just honesty.
That's true.
Now, I'm going to end this with this, right? Before, like, we're going to wrap it up right here, right? Because we're going to do a part three to this. And you're welcome to come back, Vonna, you know what I mean? And do the part three. What I want to say is, in a relationship, if your needs are secure, don't worry about your wants because they're going to fall in place.
Exactly.
Right.
So exactly.
The wants, 9 times out of 10, are going to be the materialistic shit and the shit that you want with the glitz and glamour of life. If your needs, your priorities, and your responsibilities are taken care of by you and your spouse, rock everything else out.
Yes.
Like, try to make that shit work. Communicate, be honest with each other, and love each other to the fucking fullest.
Don't let your mentality over control or take over your heart's desire. And your heart's desire is with who you're with.
Or your ego.
Listen, I am Cooley Maine. You can find me everywhere under that name on all social media. Follow the Grown Ups Talk page if you are not. Follow it on Instagram. Follow it on Twitter. We got a Facebook page up. You could, again, follow me, Cooley Maine. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Holla at your boy.
This is AK signing out. You can follow me on anything Grown Ups Talk. So, you know my motto, like, share, and follow.
And, of course, it's your girl, Monica.
Drama.
I don't have, what'd you say?
No, go ahead.
You said drama?
Go ahead.
I am as saucy as I want to be. Listen, you guys can follow me at Perfectly Imperfect. That's INPERF.
Stop making love to the mic. Back up, girl. It ain't your husband. Back up.
I'm just saying, okay. So you guys can follow me on Perfectly Imperfect. I was definitely doing a spelling bee contest, and then Jermaine came in and ruined my whole world. So
thank you for the government.
Anytime, my love sponge. But you guys can follow me right there on Instagram, okay? I don't got Facebook. Or you guys could just hit me up on Grown Ups Talk.
Anything
Grown
Ups Talk.
Anything's good. Like what this guy said. AK said. Anything's Grown Ups Talk.
And this is Vonna. You guys can also follow me at Naturally Beauty Defined. And I just want to say thank you guys for having me here.
You're welcome. You're definitely going to come back.
Anytime.
Listen, I gave the invite already for episode 3 of Relationships. You know what I mean? We just got to set up a date. We're gonna get it up. We're going to knock it out.
Definitely will be back.
Yeah.
Blunt as always.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's going to drink more than just a little bit of Ciroc. Hey, yo, listen, it's Grown Ups Talk. Y'all know what it is. Take your asses to bed.
That's it.
Hey.